All right. Good morning. Listen, I need to get a new webcam that is not blurry. Like I don't understand it. Like it's really bothering me. But hey, good morning. Okay, let me go ahead and get my microphone together. First of all, it feels like forever since I've been on here live with y'all. Hold on. Like this camera is really messing with me. Let's see. Come on, camera. Let's see. Try this. Focus on that. Oh, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. Welcome to Morning Teen Allegations. This is your host, Petty B, otherwise known as Bianca Goolsby. And I'm so excited to be with you this morning. So first of all, if y'all are watching and not saying good morning, you're rude. Please make sure that you say something and say, hey, how you doing? I really hope that you guys are having a wonderful Friday. And, you know, I hope that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. If you celebrate Thanksgiving, I hope that you've had a great holiday and just having some time to yourself with your family. I know that it's definitely different with this pandemic. And so I'm just praying for folks that are unable to see their family and interact in the same way in this new world that we're living in. So I just thank you so much. And so, yeah, thank y'all. And thank y'all for saying good morning to me and y'all not being rude this morning. So I appreciate it. And you taught your last class of the semester, man. That look, there's a lot of stuff going on, man. And I'm happy for some of the movements that's happening. And then otherwise, I'm a little sad. We got Karen Perez. Good morning. Happy Friday to you. And hey, Terry, I miss y'all too. It's been, like I said, it's been a minute. I feel like since I've been live talking to y'all. And you know, it's been good though. It's been a moment for me to kind of reflect and kind of just, you know, reset. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff that's changing. Hey, Nicole, how you doing? Hey, Alicia. Hey, girl. Hey, girl, I need to catch up with you. We got some tea time, girl. But just thank y'all. Okay. I don't want to be before you long. You know, all pastors like to say that when we have church. but I don't want this episode to be long, but there's a lot of stuff that we have to cover. There's a lot of stuff that has been happening that I haven't been able to cover, that I haven't been able to share with y'all. There's some stuff on my Patreon, by the way. There's some tea. And of course, I just want to give a shout out to my Patreons. My Patreons are the people that have, you know, contributed to this work. My Patreons are people that have really just kind of stepped up, whether they've donated $1 every month or they've donated $30 every month for the work. And so I greatly appreciate that. And this is how this is possible. This is how this equipment is possible, how my life is set up. And I'm just very thankful. Mm-hmm. Now, good morning, Bianca. Listen, so if y'all don't know, just side note here. So Bianca is a new partner, community partner with Teaching for the Culture, and she has an education consulting firm. And you definitely need to hit up Bianca, especially if you are a parent that do not know how to navigate in this educational system. So I just wanted to kind of throw that out there. Hey, Stacy. Hey, Soar. You look beautiful and the sweatshirt is fire. So, fun fact, this is actually, a sweatshirt that I actually designed. You can actually purchase this sweatshirt on my website at biancagoolsby.com. I also have a coupon code that's still up there. Petty B, you can save 20% off if you shop on my website. I also got my Black Educated and Petty. Haven't really been promoting a lot of the stuff that I make. I'm changing that. I'm going for everything that's mine in 2021. This year has really reset me and has really put value back into how I feel about things. And I'm rambling at this point and getting a little personal, but I just want to say that like we taking over. Like we taking over. Listen, we are taking over. Okay. Like this is a real thing. Now, let's try to get started with our program. Amen. And of course, y'all always know that we start with our church announcements. Okay. So this is what I have for the church announcements. First of all, I don't know if you know, but if Melissa Snively, if you watching because you unblocked me, hey, how you doing? Like, I just want to just give a round of applause to Melissa Snively, who is the former chair of the Hillsborough County School Board. Now, let's go ahead and give her a round of applause. Melissa, I just thank you so much for unblocking me. You know, it's just really been a sad time that I haven't been able to look at your profile. And when people would tag you, I would be unable to see it. And I would have to rely on screenshots to get what you're saying. So I'm glad that you decided to unblock the kid, and love you. All right, moving on with the next church announcement. I need y'all to pay attention. I need y'all to wake up. There's a lot of stuff that's happening, not just in the Tampa Bay area where I primarily cover, but like all over the world. First of all, we got Donnie that is in the White House that is literally just lying, just flat lying. You have people that are actually supporting him and is still like accepting the BS that he's saying. Then you have Ronnie, okay, Ron DeSantis, who I just can't understand how he got elected. I don't, this is why people need to be paying attention, because Donnie has failed Florida. He has failed our education system, and he's right along with Richard Corcoran, and they out here playing these games. So my church announcement for you is to pay attention, to be intentional with these people. And okay, Ronnie, your seat's up in 22. So I need everyone to remember how he's been sitting silent. He's been going ghost, and then automatically he just shows up and he just lies. So I hope that you remember that when it comes for re-election time. This episode is sponsored by ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is the best way that you can securely go on the web without your information being tracked. Stay private with a VPN and go to the link www.biancagoolsby.com/VPN. It's a 30-day free trial, so there's nothing to lose. Thank you, church members, as we have additional announcements and disclaimers that require your full attention. I report the news, so don't try me with a copyright. In addition, the views and opinions on Morning Tea and Allegations belong to me. If you have any questions, bring your receipts so that we can talk. If you get froggy with me, don't expect me to go high and be the bigger person. I will clap back and sage later. God is still working on me. Thank you for your attention and govern yourselves accordingly. Amen. So did y'all see how the screen just went blank? And I'm like, so this is why I need to be consistent with the streaming so that people know that I'm on the internet and that the internet is working appropriately. The devil stay busy. So for those of you that stayed on while you didn't even know what was going on, I didn't even know what was going on. I appreciate you. Just thank you. Okay. Thank you. Where's the, sound effect that I want to do for that? Let's do this one. Okay, let's get started. So sorry. I don't know what's going on with this internet. Okay, so I posted this in Teaching for the Culture, and some people had saw it, interacted with it. But this is something serious. This actually happened in Seminole County. And let me go ahead and share my screen so that you can actually see it. So this is an article, and there were students that actually were spammed with racist and derogatory emails. In fact, there was actually an email that was sent to the students. Look at this, Discover. Stop. So you have where literally there was a email that went out, and it had a link of a beheading like that was sent to students. And I just want to ask, like, do you really feel that it's safe for our Black and Brown students when they're constantly told that they're not enough, when they're receiving, you know, racist and derogatory emails in their account, when they're not provided equity in education? I just want to know. I mean, they literally sent the students a link to a video of a beheading. Like, I just I don't understand this. I don't understand why people do this to children. You are giving children trauma. Like, this is not okay. So for the hackers that are doing this, and I don't know like what satisfaction that you get out of it, please stop it. Just because this is not helping the children. This is not helping the future. If you want to hack somebody, go hack someone else. But don't get children involved in that. Like, please, it's just toxic. Like, stop it. So the article, I linked it in there so that you could read it. And again, like I'm telling you, this cyber activity that's happening due to COVID is out of control. There's websites that's being hacked left and right. And, you know, I'm telling you, the dark web is a real thing. It's a real place. Your children probably go on the dark web and probably could put you and your whole life in jeopardy if you're not intentional with looking at the watch history, looking at what your kids download, looking at what they're interacting with. I'm telling you, it is a dangerous thing. Now, let's move on to something that is local. And it was odd because typically I have my alerts for the different districts so I can, you know, get the teeth. But this article I missed, and this article was back in September. And there's a reason why I'm bringing this up now, although I had recently just saw it. But there was an educator in Hillsborough County that actually retired because of COVID-19 this year. And there's a whole article that talks about this situation. And so we have Dr. Tubb, and, you know, he worked in the district, and he felt that it was a risk and that he was not safe, that his colleagues are not safe to be teaching during this pandemic. So again, I came across this article 2 days ago, and it's from September, but it's very valid. So in the article in September, it had stated that the average pediatric positivity rate in the state of Florida, according to that latest report, was 14.7%. Now, I don't know what it is now in December. If anyone knows, please put in the comments and let me know. But that's where they said that was back in September. And then that leaves me to wonder, like, okay, now when we had conversations about reopening schools, from my understanding, I thought that there was a number where if we reached this number that we would close schools down. I want to know what that number is and why we haven't closed schools down, especially given the fact that we haven't handled these cases appropriately. And we're going to get to that today, because I forgot to tell y'all the title of today's episode. The title of today's episode is whistleblowing and snitching. And we're going to get to both of those today. Mm-hmm. So anyway, you have where he is quoted in this article. And he's saying how, you know, he doesn't feel safe. And he was like, if you look at the data, he is 40 times more likely to die. And so he stepped away. And there's a lot of educators that feel the exact same way, but do not have the same opportunities to do so, where they are forced to go and teach because, you know, they love teaching, they love the kids, but it's not safe for them to do so. You have educators that are literally, you know, labeled, you know, high risk, and they're working from home. And now they're being told that they have to come back to school and that they have to open themselves up for liability, for health liability at this point, because they need to come back into brick and mortar. So these are the things that's happening. And I'm just presenting it to you so that you are aware that there are teachers that are leaving due to COVID-19. There have been educators, support staff that have been leaving due to COVID-19, and not just in Hillsborough County, in all different districts. And the receipts on that is with the instructional personnel actions. You can get that pretty much on any, you know, public records request that you do with any school district. And some of them have it actually in their agenda items. So it's a real thing. Teachers are afraid. Teachers are scared. And I just want to just put this out here and just let the educators know that there's people that's supporting y'all and rocking with y'all and is going to fight with y'all. Okay. Now let's move on, because that was back in September. Okay. Where he was fearful because of COVID-19. Well, this article was from 2 weeks ago. So let's go ahead and share my screen with this one. Okay. So COVID cases on the rise in Hillsborough County schools. Now, this is what I find interesting about this whole article. First of all, I just find it funny that the school district always likes to change the narrative. And they always like to say, well, yes, our cases went up, but also it went up in the community. Now, again, it's seriously, the cases are rising. And then we talk about the COVID tracker and how we have a COVID tracker. We're tracking the cases. We're going to get to that because there's a lot of stuff that they say that they have going on in this COVID tracker. Mm-hmm. And some of them are lying. So either someone in the district is intentionally not tracking all the cases. It could be oversight, or they're not doing it with fidelity. Either way it goes, I'm going to tell you that all the cases are not on the COVID tracker, period, point blank. So that means that the district needs to do a better job with figuring and tracking all of this stuff that's happening. But I mean, how can we? I mean, there has been schools that are super spreaders. Look at Plant, look at Steinbrenner, look at Newsom. Like, look at these schools that have been super spreaders, literally. And they've had to clean the school 4 or 5 times because of COVID. So again, the district, you know, when you always want to say about, you know, well, you try to like clean stuff up and you try to make it seem like not as bad as it is. Like, y'all took away the quarantine data off the COVID-19 and didn't want to throw the word transparency. So this is just where we're at with the school districts. Like, it's unfortunate that we're at a point where, yeah, like, we have schools open. It's not safe. You got kids that are literally catching COVID. They're not even handling it with fidelity. And some people are scared. Some people are really fearful. And it's like, it's a real thing. And it's giving a lot of people anxiety. And it's just really sad. So I'm just going to just tell the district this. Hey, district. And not just Hillsborough County. I'm looking at you too, Pinellas. Hey, Greco. I'm going to just tell y'all this. The teachers and the support staff, they're fed up. They're fed up with your lies. They are fed up with your gaslighting. They're fed up with you not being honest with the stakeholders. We're out here talking about how we are preparing our kids for life. We are doing everything we can for our children. Meanwhile, we still don't have soap in some of our bathrooms. How are we keeping kids safe if we don't even have soap? So I look to, you know, the legislators, you know, we need more funding in public education. We've been needed funding. And like I posted late last night, all of this stuff that's happening is just continuing to fuel the dismantling of public education. So we barely have resources. We barely have funding. And then now we add on top of a pandemic that is slowing the economy, that is killing folks, and is limiting what we can do. And we have to really think about creative ways on how to change the education system to make it more impactful for our students, to make it more impactful for our families, and make it more impactful for the community. Because I'm going to tell you that the kids are fed up. The kids are tired. They're not motivated. They're just, it's all on TikTok. It literally is on TikTok when they are in e-learning and they're recording their classrooms for TikTok and they're writing captions and talking about the teacher. And there's teachers that are being harassed just trying to do e-learning. And there's teachers that are doing simultaneous teaching that have no clue what's happening on the e-learning side until after they are done and after they export the data from Zoom. It's a dangerous situation to put our students and our educators. So let's move on because we got some tea. We got some tea and let's go ahead and let's get this tea time. Let me go ahead and find the right one that I want to do for this one. Let's see. This money in Hillsborough County is something that we're going to keep talking about. It's a never ending saga. And I've been talking about this for years now, but here we go again. So new article came out, Tampa Bay Times, about how they're spending cuts. in Hillsborough, and then there was a report. So I'm going to go ahead and post the link to this article so that you could read your stuff. But the one thing that I wanted to kind of focus on was the actual report that came along with this article. And they did a high level analysis of the financial situation in the district. And so I want to just go ahead and show y'all what that looks like, because there's some questions about this high level report. And now I want to request some of the attachments that they allegedly looked at, because I just have a couple things. First of all, so the Council of Great City Schools did not do enough research to understand that Hillsborough County Public Schools is the seventh largest school district in the nation. So it seems as though they copied and pasted this, because we have more students than that. And I guess this was just a copy and paste job. I don't know. But like, if people are intentionally creating this, then they should have updated information. So I just want to say the district leadership is headed by a new superintendent appointed in March 2020 and his transition team. His direct reports include a deputy superintendent and a chief of staff, along with several support staff positions. Then it shows a chart of how it looks like, what this looks like. And they created this chart based on what Hillsborough County provided them. Now, I'm going to leave that there. Now, this is what the interesting part is. So then they talk about the financial services and the CFO. And I'm glad that we're talking about it, because I got some tea on that. So the financial services division is headed by the CFO, which is Gretchen Saunders. For my Patreons, y'all already know this because I sent this to y'all, but Gretchen Saunders will no longer be working in Hillsborough County Public Schools. She will be transferring, and she'll be working in St. John's County. Aww. Gretchen, we wish you well. We hope that you do a phenomenal job in St. John's County. And now we need to figure out who is going to be our new CFO in Hillsborough County. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's keep going. So here's the findings. Okay. The new superintendent has moved quickly to identify and address the financial and budgetary issues faced by the district, and they have worked diligently with the board, community, employees, and other stakeholders to stabilize the district's financial situation to ensure its sustainability. Now, can y'all please put in the comments, what is the issue about that particular statement?
You are fake news.
Okay. The next one. The superintendent's transition team has successfully delayered and streamlined the central office organizational structure to reduce administrative costs, expedite communications, and improve operation efficiency and effectiveness. Mm-hmm.
You are fake news.
Now, from my understanding, and I think some of the board members even talked about it. Now, from my understanding, I believe that the new transition team and the new team that Addison Davis brought in cost more than the one that we already had. And so there was conflicting conversations about these numbers. And this is what I'll say about that. Well, first of all, we need some transparency around these numbers. We need a financial audit, because what I'm reading is not no high level analysis when we're literally saying that this team has expedited and they have literally reduced. And how? Because literally a school board member brought before the board the numbers and said that there was more people that were getting paid under Addison Davis' leadership than Jeff Akins. So with that being said, so my question is, how can we trust this report when you have people that are saying that this transition team, that they were trying to reduce costs, but they actually cost more money? So what did they do? What did they look at? So there's so many questions now with this report. Let's keep going. A couple things I want you to talk about. The administration has conducted several school board level public workshops about the fiscal year 2020-2021 budget and the district's current financial situation. Well, I mean, aren't you supposed to talk about the budget? Isn't the like, why are we highlighting that this is something that we are applauding? This is something that should be happening. And this is something that I hate to sound like a brat or whatever, but I'm tired of applauding people for doing what they should be doing. The board members should be meeting about the financial decisions. I mean, they are over the budget. I was asking about the finance committee and what were they doing? Did they talk about the finance committee in this report? No. And then you have former school board members that are making posts about our financial crisis, but they were serving on a finance committee responsible for the financial crisis. So I don't understand why you're fixing your page to talk about school board business, but when you was in the seat, you wasn't handling school board business. So I just keep that same energy. Okay, let's keep going. The administration has embarked on a plan to identify additional budget reductions, including but not limited to reducing consulting services, deferring equipment expenditures, eliminating out-of-county travel, and avoiding overtime costs. Now, this is the same thing that Addison Davis and Gretchen Saunders were saying at the school board meeting months ago. So I'm not understanding how this report is different than what these people have told the community. This report is not providing anything different than what we've already talked about. Let's keep going. The district has embarked on a program to issue a tax anticipation note to ensure that it has the cash flow to meet its payroll obligations. But y'all took a loan to meet payroll.
Oh my God.
You took a loan to meet payroll. But I've played the clips in several episodes of how they played, and I shouldn't even say they, it was mostly Addison, where he was saying about how, yeah, well, you know, we have this and, you know, tax anticipation note for emergencies, hurricanes, da da da, whoop de whoop. And then, you know, a couple days later, here's this article from the Tampa Bay Times saying that, you know, they need, you know, millions of dollars to meet payroll and they have to get a loan to meet payroll. So again, I don't understand what this report is trying to say here and applauding, because there is nothing to be celebrating at this moment. So there's a question on the floor, and the question is, who is on the new finance committee? Has it been put together yet? Now, that is a good question. I don't know. So for the school board members, hello. I'm gonna just tell you this. Melissa Snively don't need to serve on any financial committee anymore. She just needs to go ahead. I don't know what she's gonna serve.
You are fake news.
But she don't need to serve that.
There is no other option for our community.
Bruh.
So, Melissa, I don't know what your plans are, but you're not gonna serve on the finance committee because you served on it and you failed the community. The team would also like to give special recognition to the management and support staff that provided the team with background documents and other resource materials in a timely manner and under extraordinary circumstances. Well, okay. Y'all requested this because we're having a financial crisis during a pandemic, and Addison Davis, the superintendent of Hillsborough County, has stated that openly, if we don't get kids back in school, it could bankrupt the organization. He has said this on the record several times. So this is a dire matter. So I'm not understanding how y'all want to give special recognition for handing over these receipts. Y'all should have been had these receipts. Y'all should have been had these attachments. Y'all should have been looking at this. And then you have these people that are reviewing the financial operations of Hillsborough County Public Schools, and they're out here celebrating for stuff that they should have already been doing. And then not being transparent about the intricacies of what's happening. Okay, let's keep going. So then it talks about the different transfers and what's happening. And it takes a deeper of the shortcomings that's here to come. Now, with these shortcomings, these numbers always have been changing. So the question on the floor is, what number is it? The number keeps changing. And I understand that transfers come, there's different accounts that, you know, clears on this date and this, like, I get it. Okay. I get that the budget is complex, but the issue here is that we don't have transparency on the money, the number, and it's not making sense for the people. And if it's not making sense for the people, people are not going to trust you. And this Hillsborough County is not your money. I have to keep reminding y'all that, because y'all out here and y'all want to get all these consultants to tell you the stuff that the people done already told you. The people told you that you need to change that system on how y'all log the finances and stop using that Lawson system. They told y'all that years ago. They've told y'all that y'all need to be intentional with hiring people. And when y'all hire people, that y'all need to be accountable and making sure that the people are doing what they were supposed to do. They also told y'all about how y'all been hiring people with grant money, and y'all still doing it. So again, I don't understand with any of this. I don't. I'm going to post the link so that y'all can see it and y'all can read the whole report. It is 33 pages. And again, I'm more concerned about the attachments that they allegedly looked at. And I want to show y'all what they said that they looked at. So these are all the attachments that they allegedly reviewed. So I'm just going to scroll through it so that you can see it. This is what they said. Okay. So I want to see it, because this is too much. Now, this is the part that get me. Okay. They talk about Jeff Akins in this report. I'm look up the word. Why don't highlight it? Let's see here. I'll send it to y'all. Okay. I'm gonna send it to y'all. But basically, they talked about how previous administration you know, had something to do about this budget. And I go back to, okay, like, at some point, this is what we need. This is what we need at this point. So we need Addison Davis. We need Jeff Akins. We need Gretchen Saunders. We need Chris Farkas. We need Marie Whalen. We need all these people to go ahead and sit in Rosette, okay? Go cut them cameras on, have an investigator, have a lie detector test. I'm being extra with the lie detector test, but having a forensic, and let's have all the cards out on the table, because Jeff Akins said, it's not me. Addison Davis says, it's not him. Well, my golly, it's somebody. Somebody need to be held accountable. And then the CFO is going to take a job in St. John's. So who's going to be the new CFO in Hillsborough County? And who's going to have the credentials enough to be able to kind of help this out? Because Gretchen Saunders, nice lady and all, but she has been in this district for way too long, and we still don't have a grip with our finances. So we need change. Mm-hmm. Okay. Y'all go ask questions about that report, because I'm telling you, y'all keep blaming all these other people, and I don't understand it. So someone needs to take accountability for this money. And I look at the board that was serving, especially the people who were serving on the finance committee. Okay. Because you got people out here that cashed the check on our kids. Literally, they cashed a check on our kids. And you know what? The money gonna run out. And you're going to end up having to return that truck. Bruh. Okay, let's move on. So then the next thing I want to talk about is, so this standardized testing that we know has been dismantling public education, and we're going to still do that during the pandemic. We are still having standardized testing during the pandemic. Let me go ahead and show you this article, because this right here, this just take the cake for me. So you mean to tell me that you got kids that are doing e-learning because they're not comfortable with being in person because of the pandemic, and you are forcing all of these people to come and take these exams in person even during the pandemic? So why are we doing this? Because last school year, we canceled standardized testing, and we canceled it. It wasn't essential. Now it's essential now. Now, here's the problem with that. The problem with that is that there's accountability statutes that if schools are not performing, then they're held to certain standards. So guess what? There's a lot of schools in Hillsborough County. There's a lot of schools in Pinellas County. There's a lot of schools in Manatee County that do not need to have any type of standardized testing scores to be looking at their schools, because there's going to be some schools that are going to be shut down. There's going to be some schools that are going to be turned into some charter schools. And it's already happening, by the way. And then you have schools that are literally going to continue to fail. And then that's going to impact the teachers' VAM scores. The teachers that actually want to work in our achievement schools or transformation schools, Title I schools, whatever label you want to put on it, they are having a hard time even staying to work in the school because of the VAM scores. And y'all still out here doing observations? Really? Y'all doing observations? Really? So y'all really out here going to people's classrooms and y'all holding them to a standard that they don't even have soap. The teachers don't even have soap. The teachers don't even have supplies, and y'all out here really with y'all clipboards and y'all rubrics, and y'all out here really evaluating these educators? Huh? Y'all are cruel. You are cruel. And this is not helping the kids. This is not providing feedback to the teachers. The teachers are in pandemic teaching. They are in crisis mode, especially the ones that's doing simultaneous teaching. Pray for those educators, because not only do they have an in-person class, but they have an online class, and they are managing all of these students at one time. You're managing all these personalities at one time. You're grading all of these students at one time. That's a lot of work for our educators. And y'all out here with this clipboard talking about y'all going to evaluate these teachers, really? Y'all are trash. I said that.
Bruh.
Don't make no sense.
Oh,
so a question on the floor. Well, not even a question. It was a statement. Should check out a committee meeting. Everyone wants to be in charge. No one wants to take responsibility. Yeah, right. So it's just so interesting how people want to say, oh, well, I'm the chair. People want to say, oh, well, I'm the vice chair. People want to talk about their title and their role. But then when it comes time for accountability, then it's I reflect and I deflect and I push it somewhere else. This is exactly what's been happening with the superintendents in Hillsborough County. Every superintendent recently has shifted the blame on someone else for the failures of Hillsborough County. Meanwhile, our children don't have a choice in the matter. Our children are failing. Our children are being set up. You got shootings in broad daylight out here in these streets. Our kids are not being served education. Our kids cannot read. Our kids are suffering due to the standardized testing, this inadequate public education system. And then you got people that are, you know, over our kids. And I don't understand it. I don't understand how some of these people still have a job. So I understand that Gretchen, she leaving, she going to St. John's County, and I pray for St. John's County and I pray for her. But can we talk about Chris Farkas? Chris Farkas, where are you going? Because you need to go to Marie Whalen. Where are you going? Because you need to go to, because from my understanding, the HR department is one of the reasons why we're in this financial situation in the first place. Hello? So, Marie, when you was out there hiring all these people and giving these people all these fringe benefits and this, that, and the third, y'all didn't go check to make sure that y'all was in alignment with the budget. Y'all didn't make sure that y'all was checking, because that's the reason why we're here. Right. This is the reason why we're here. Right. You got teachers that are being cut. They have lost their insurance. They had to take a leave. You don't know the devastation that our teachers are going through. Meanwhile, y'all sitting in y'all offices laughing, kikiing, thinking this mess is funny, and some of y'all are the reason why we in this situation in the first place. Why do these people still have a job? Hello. Okay. Because what y'all not gonna do, y'all not gonna stress me out this morning. I haven't been on doing these episodes feel like for a long time now, and y'all not about to stress me out, because y'all out here playing these games on the backs of our children. Y'all out here hiring all these incompetent people to be in these roles, and then wonder why our kids are suffering, wonder why our teachers are stressed out, wonder why our support staff, our support staff are not even getting paid what they're worth. And I just want to know, when, you know, this salary and these hourly wages increase, how y'all gonna pay for them? Because y'all barely could pay for the teachers now. Y'all out here taking loans to meet payroll. How y'all gonna pay when the minimum wage is gonna be moving up to $15 an hour at some point? At some point, y'all gonna have to figure
there
it out.
No other option for our community.
Oh, okay. Let me remove that. Mm-hmm. This is to my sorest point. This is too much trauma. And let's talk about really quick how the brain deals with trauma, if you don't know. So the brain deals with trauma, and your brain becomes suspicious. Your brain becomes untrusting. You have negative talk. You're easily to become addicted to something. You self-sabotage yourself or others. You are demotivated. You're not motivated at all. You are self-critical of yourself. You are judgmental of yourself and others, and you're emotionally cut off. That's what the brain is doing while you are dealing with trauma. So just imagine our kids and putting the kids first, which is what we all should be doing. So our kids are suffering from trauma. They don't know who to talk to. Some of our schools don't even have the appropriate resources for them to even talk to someone. They don't feel comfortable to talk about some of these issues at home, because maybe their own family members or their own community that they live in is dealing with trauma. And it is really sad. Now, this just breaks my heart. On Wednesday, an 11-year-old scholar in California committed suicide in a live virtual classroom. Folks, I can't deal. This child shot himself in the head. This is trauma. So let's talk about some solutions. I've shown y'all all of the issues in my series of Morning Teen Allegation. I have spilled the tea. I've held people accountable. But I'm talking to y'all. I'm talking to you. And this is just my plea. And I hope that you hear me out here. We got to take our kids back. Our kids are being manipulated to think that this rap culture, this music culture is where it's at. They see the people with the likes, the views, and they really think that this is the way. They really think that this is what's up. They really think, and they are looking up to these people. And I don't know how many times I have to stress to y'all, but y'all need to check your children's cell phone. you need to check what your children are doing, because your children have access to so much on their cell phone that you don't even know. Your kids are downloading apps that you have no idea what they're doing. Your children are getting involved with criminals, with pedophiles, and with these influencers that are telling your children to forget school. You're not learning anything anyway. You can go make money by being a YouTuber. You can go make money by getting on the dark web and being a scammer. You can make money by stealing. You can make money by rapping. And guess what? This world that we live in America, has always been centered around capitalism and has always been centered around money. And when a child lives in a household where money is something that they don't have access to, they desire that. And guess what? They're going to look up to people that have it. Because if you don't have it, they're going to look up to someone else that has it. And they're looking up to people on social media that are flashing sometimes fake money that they could purchase on Amazon to gain influence. You have some people that are renting vehicles just to take a picture on Instagram, and your kids are thinking, oh my gosh, they just bought a Lamborghini truck. They didn't realize that they are renting that vehicle for $200 an hour. You need to have conversations with your kids, because I'm telling you, most of this stuff that's happening is stemming from the cell phone. Hear me out. For years, school systems were underfunded. For years, we've had a curriculum that was not culturally competent. For years, centuries, we have had disproportionate amount of children being arrested, suspended. For years, we have had children that are going straight to prison with the school to prison pipeline. These are all the issues that have been here, but there's a new level that has been added to the situation that has made it worse. And that is cell phones. That is now what the bullying has skyrocketed due to social media, because now there are so many different apps out here that the kids could be anonymous. And therefore, when they're anonymous, there's no accountability. These people are making what they call Finsta in these fake Instagram accounts, where, you know, your kid might have multiple Instagram accounts. Because your kids could create multiple email accounts because you're not checking their cell phone. So guess what? They probably have an Instagram account that you know about, and they have an Instagram account that you don't know about. And the Instagram account that they don't know about, they don't use their name, they don't use their pictures, but they post memes, they post a whole bunch of stuff, and they write in messages to people. These messages get screenshotted and they are sent, their airdrop on campus. This is what's happening in school. There was literally a fight video that I seen at a school in Hillsborough County. The fight video was so explosive. You literally have a parent that wrote on Facebook the other day about how her child got spat on. And I'm working with the family right now so that there could be accountability, because the child got spat on. And, you know, that is the nastiest thing that you could do to somebody. And that means that that person had to take their mask off to spit on a child. You should be wearing a mask. So you spitting on someone shouldn't even happen if we have a, you know, a requirement to wear masks. But you're spitting on people. So I just want to show this video of something that I seen on Facebook that was shared to me. And I, you know, this is the reality. I'm also going to share the person who reposted it and what their account looks like so that you could see it, because these are the people that your kids are following. They have a lot of followers, and if you're not following them, well, someone is. And we need to be intentional. So let me go ahead and... Okay, I got to move some of my messages out the way. Okay. I don't need y'all to know who's in my inbox. Okay. I want you to watch this young child.
Just listen. Niggas hoes, get your chicken. Big boy whipping up in that kitchen. Hey, let me tell you a lesson, just listen. Niggas talking, you ain't even got no chicken. Ooh, we now speed racing. Niggas talking, they ain't really baby kids, bitch. I been posting with the chopper on the Nate, bitch. Niggas talking hard till I call my nigga Tate, bitch. Shout out Big Bro, I swear to God, he's 7'9", nigga. You wanna die, nigga? I'm trying to take a nigga life, nigga. Kick the pipe, nigga. I just fucked a nigga wife, nigga. Fucked her twice, nigga. Let her go and let her bite, nigga. Ooh, we, it's a chase down. If I catch a nigga lacking, better shake down. Niggas talking, but I ain't really with the play round. 50 in this case, swear to God, it's a K round. I'ma bounce off the load if the Jake's chasing. I've been touching to this cheese, bitch, I'm speed racing. Niggas talking like they with it, but on face they time. Bitch, I'm on your line, I do a crime when I do my time. We, nigga, what you mean, though? Fiend ass nigga, oh my mama, you a fiend, ho. Hit the Greek, though. Ride around with a Greek, though. I keep the heat, though. Get up on him, getting beat, ho. City minutes, see, ho. Bitch, I'm chasing Nemo. Nigga talking hard, but he don't even got the Greek, though. Ooh, nigga, what the fuck you mean? You ain't catch a cheese. Shout out, bro, bitch, he from the team. Bitch, you niggas know how the fuck we trying to play. Niggas talking like that with it, but they talking to the Jays. Niggas, they be hoes, nigga, they just bit these niggas' face. I been riding with a 40 shoot a nigga in his face. Dome a nigga, but you know we ain't taking no glass. Nigga won't smoke, I get up on his motherfucking ass. Niggas talking like they would, they just chasing that bag. Bitch, I'm chasing bags to the 30, I bounce to the Mac. I bounce the 40 with the 30, I just bounce the back. This 40 hopping like a bunny, bitch, I need the money. Bitch, I'm with the team, I get up on him like a fucking bunny. And if a nigga talk hard, you better get that money.
To watch that, to hear that, to see that. What got me was the comments. What got me was people that were celebrating and was cheering him on. The comments that was saying how his parents need to put him on, that he need to get signed, that this type of behavior, this type of language should be celebrated. This is what your kids are listening to. This is what your kids are doing. So this is where we're at. Kids don't, there's some kids that don't care about school. They don't care about school because they're looking at these Instagrammers. They're looking at these Snapchat. They're looking at Snapchat. They're looking at TikTok. They're looking at all these apps of all these people. Let me show you who posted it. Let me show you his Instagram. He is a rapper, and he posted this video of this kid on Facebook. Look at his followers. Now let's scroll to his account. And this is what he's posting. Now, this is mild in comparison to some of the stuff that is on social media. And if you haven't watched my Underground series, I pray that you tap into it. There's some more episodes that are coming soon with that. And I'm really investing my time to show you guys these things so that you can see what your kids are watching. You know how many views that video had? This is not someone just posting this and 100 people seen it. These are videos where millions of people have saw it. Millions of people are commenting. And you have thousands of people that are sharing it on their own platform so that there's more people that can see it. This is what has been celebrated. And I just want to have a conversation and just talk to my community, my Black community. Y'all need to get y'all stuff together. We need to stop having these conversations talking about unity, and you don't even have your stuff together. You dealing with your own trauma, and that's why you can't even be a good parent to your child. Deal with your childhood trauma so you could be a better parent to your child, because your child is lost. That young king, he's lost. He thinks that that is the way. And he has people that are motivating him, that are pushing him. And how did that get on social media? Either he posted it and he has his own account where it was posted, or somebody posted it on his behalf thinking that that was wrong. Because there's so many parents out here that will go out and record their children doing foolishness to post it up for it to go viral. The obsession of likes, views, and clout is destroying your brain. It is destroying you, and it's destroying our children. What I just witnessed the other day in my community in St. Pete is trauma. It looked like a war zone down the street from my house, where there was 50 rounds that was shot. Y'all out here stealing cars, and y'all speeding down these roads and almost about to kill people. Y'all out here shooting each other and then want to say Black Lives Matter. Get your stuff in order. Get your house in order, because this is coming. This social media stuff, if you haven't watched The Underground, if you haven't watched The Social Dilemma on Netflix, I'm telling you to watch it. This algorithm has y'all fooled. This algorithm has y'all manipulated. And these people are doing the most craziest, insane things for views, because views translate to money, because corporations want to put advertisement, and they are influencing your children. I have shown y'all where there are financial companies that have done studies on teens, on what they like and how to market to them. They are marketing to your children. Why? Because you have allowed your children to have apps such as Cash App. You have allowed your children to have apps such as Current. You have allowed them to have apps where they are generating money. They are generating their own discretionary income. And guess what they're doing? They're on OnlyFans. There was an influencer that sold her child pornography, that sold a picture of her naked for $3 on OnlyFans. I posted it yesterday. And your kids are subscribing and purchasing this stuff, and you don't even have no idea, because you don't even know what's on their cell phone. You, the kid that went together that was caught up with the Twitter hack, you know how much money he had in Bitcoin? That kid had millions of dollars in Bitcoin. He's not even 18. He's in high school. So while y'all out here letting your children listen to WAP, while y'all out here letting your children listen to this music and letting the lyrics program their brain to make it seem like this is okay, because we got six-year-olds out here saying how they have murder on their mind, and the young king was rapping about how he got a chopper, he gonna shoot people. The music game has changed once people realized that they didn't need a label, and they didn't have to go to a label, and they didn't have to go and conform to the label's rules. And because of that, there's people that are independent artists that make music however they want. They don't have to comply with certain laws because they're independent. They don't have to comply with certain regulations because they're independent. They can go on YouTube and they can post this information. And guess what? Your children are watching it on YouTube. Your children are commenting on YouTube. Your children are interacting with it. And guess what? They're creating their own SoundCloud accounts. And they're out here uploading their own music. And they're out here making music videos with their cell phone and their friends when they could be actually doing something positive. When y'all making music about killing each other, what I just want to know, and some people might be mad at me, but this is what I want to know. I want to know, especially in Tampa, my folks in Tampa, y'all out here with these credit card frauds, y'all out here scamming and y'all killing folks. And when people snitch, whistleblowing and snitching, I'm getting back to this. When people snitch, y'all out here going out here trying to kill people, retaliate against people. And y'all really out here showing out. Y'all showing out. While y'all out here wanting to go out there to the champs and say Black Lives Matter, y'all done set the whole building on fire. Meanwhile, they're shooting in broad daylight and nobody can say nothing. Nobody know nothing. So y'all out here and y'all talking about this snitch culture and y'all out here saying that, you know, snitches get stitches and all of this toxic stuff and y'all don't want to hold people accountable. But meanwhile, y'all want to hold governments and y'all want to hold systems accountable, but y'all don't even want to hold your own self and you don't want to hold your own community accountable either. Keep that same energy. Accountability is love. And my people, y'all need to do better. All of us, we all need to do better. We all need to be accountable and we need to focus on our kids because we have a conversations about how we need to, you know, do this for our kids as if our kids are the problem. Where did our kids learn this behavior from? They either learned it from social media, they learned it from their household, they learned it from the community, they learned it from the schoolhouse, but they learned that behavior somewhere because the child did not come out the womb with that ideology. They did not come out the womb with them having those desires. They didn't come out like that. So it was their environment, the people that they around, their influence is influencing them. So my thing, parents, be a parent to your child. Stop letting your children go around here and afraid, and they are literally on their own. This is why your kids don't respect you. How you gonna tell them to do the right thing and you ain't doing the right thing? How you gonna tell them to read and you're not even reading? How you gonna tell them to be uplifting and motivating, and every time they do something wrong, you want to tear them down or you want to embarrass them on social media for likes and views? Stop it. I'm passionate about this because our children are suffering out here and we need to be intentional and we need to have hard conversations. And that starts with looking at yourself. Look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, have you been a good role model to your children? Yes or no? And if it's no, then you need to have a self-reflecting moment and figure out what you can do to do better. If you need help, there's resources out here. Mental health is real. And some of you are dealing with trauma. And I went through what the brain does when you have trauma. You need to deal with your stuff. You need to talk to people. You need to handle your stuff. And not just talk to people, like talk to your pastor or go to the church. No, you need to talk to someone that's licensed. You need to talk to a specialist. You need to talk to a professional. And we need to normalize that it's okay not being okay. But what is not okay is for you not being okay and you're putting that on your child. And so therefore, this is continuing cycle after cycle after cycle. And we can't go further. We are at a point of no return at this point. We are in chaos. Our communities are in chaos. Our schools are in chaos. Our homes are in chaos. Our world is in chaos. The United States of America is in chaos. We are in chaos in this pandemic. So you need to get your house in order. You need to have conversations with your children. You need to check the cell phone and you need to make sure that you are being a positive influence to your child. Don't let your child walk around here alone and then you want to tell them what to do. So y'all want solutions? Change starts with you. Change starts with your community. And change starts when everyone is accountable, transparent, and operates in integrity. I'm going back to the three principles that I always talk about because it's critical. It's vital. Be accountable. Let's break that down so people in the back can understand what I'm saying. Be accountable. If you made a mistake, mess up. Fess up. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Be accountable. Take ownership. Stop trying to deflect and not own your stuff. Be transparent. Be truthful. Stop lying out here and just be honest. Stop lying to your children. Be honest with your children. Because I'm going to tell you, your kids know when you're lying to them. And you can't tell them, you could tell me anything. Trust me. When you breaching their trust. You got to remember that kids are humans too, and they have feelings and they have thoughts and they have emotions. Stop thinking that your kids are robots and they're supposed to do everything that you told them to do. It's not going to work. So I'm going to end you with this. I love y'all from the bottom of my heart. And I just thank y'all for supporting me. I just thank y'all for keeping me grounded. But I'm talking to you. Have a conversation with your child. Have intentional time with your family. Have intentional time with your children, for heaven's sakes. Some of y'all act like y'all so busy and y'all don't have time for your children. But then when your children run in the streets, then y'all want to be mad. And operate in integrity. Do what's right when no one's looking. Stop playing these games and acting as if this is shielding you from accountability. Operate in integrity. Be a good human. Not just for yourself, but for your children and for future generations to come. Because I can't take more of these videos. I can't take witnessing these kids killing themselves because they're stressed out. They're 11 years old killing themselves. Our kids are dealing with trauma. And maybe you are too. And it's okay to not be okay. But there's strategies and there's mechanisms that can help you. And if you don't know, you need to ask someone. And you need to get the help that you need. And it's okay to get that help. But what we're not going to do is we can't continue this. We can't continue to allow our children to just think that they're going to be YouTubers and that they're going to be rappers. And meanwhile, we have inequities in the healthcare system. We need doctors. We need nurses. We need people to look after us and our body type, do studies on our body and how our body is different from other people. We need people that look like us. We need scientists to help change this world and our, you know, footprint and our environmental issues that is happening. We need people in STEM. We need people that are in computers doing computer tech work, because these companies are manipulating. They're manipulating to our people. You literally had the Russians buy advertising to target the Black community, to give them misinformation. And guess what they did? They took that misinformation and they shared it, they spread it, and didn't even read to go get the facts. So this is just my real talk. And when we talk about whistleblowing and snitching, it's time that we do both. Stop with this no snitching culture where you say that we're not going to snitch and hold people accountable. We need to hold people accountable. Now is not the time to sit silent and say, oh, well, that got nothing to do with me. Everything got everything to do with you. This has something to do with you. The way that our kids are moving, that has something to do with you. The way that our schools are operating, that has something to do with you. My question is, what are you going to do about it? So I'm going to leave you with that. Y'all have a blessed day. Y'all have a blessed weekend. Y'all take care. Y'all be blessed. And like I always say, people lie, receives don't. And we need people that are accountable. We need people that's transparent, and we need people that operate in integrity. And change starts with you. So look at yourself and figure out if you are the key contributor to your child's success and or failure. Be blessed.
Please keep my name about your mouth. And mind your business. Mind your business. Your mouth.